Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Ba 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 McLean.
Ba
ba ba ba ba McLean.
Ba McLean.
Ba 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 ba.
Yeah, that's his name.
Ba 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 ba.
Thank you, Rise Guys, from our sister station, The Planet. Well, here we go, fellow patriots and liberty lovers everywhere. We embark on the fourth and final hour of the Bobby Mack Electric Radio Program. It is the bonus hour, and it's the last one for this week as the Friday free-for-all concludes. But that doesn't mean we're done. Far from it. Still 50-some-odd minutes remaining of conversation. Here's how you take part in it. Just call me. Use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. And, of course, my email address remains, as always, bob@1063word.com. So here we go. Bonus hour underway here on Friday. And, of course, we know it's been really tough during the scamdemic. Everybody having to make sacrifices. It's been tough times for some. And you might think not so much for those here in the radio industry, but believe it or not, things have been tough, you know, salary cuts and all the rest of it, which leads me to my point. We could use your help.
Hi, I'm Sarah McLachlan. Did you know for just about $19 a month you can help a radio DJ receive the food, shelter, and a pair of headphones they so desperately need?
You bet.
Donate now and you'll also receive a photo of the DJ you're adopting along with a bumper sticker from the radio station. If we get enough donations, they'll be able to make rent, eat something unhealthy, and maybe even update their demo reel.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the radio business. Won't you please help a radio DJ today?
Thank you, Sarah. Appreciate the plea on our behalf. And by the way, about that photo, I guess I should mention none of us look as we sound, okay? In case you were concerned about that. And I can understand, you know, the old face made for radio thing and all that kind of stuff. Bobby, Jamie is grounded. He came back to South Carolina because the high-powered liberal education he got couldn't get him a damn job. Actually, he had a pretty good job as a lobbyist, now having a net worth over $3 million. What is this? I'm telling you, James Clyburn's ad has convinced me to vote for Jamie Harrison. An ad from James Clyburn would convince you to vote for Jamie Harrison? Are you off your meds? Bobby, Judge Barrett is a good choice. She helped Scalia write the Heller decision. Second Amendment is not an unlimited right in a year You call her a Roberts in a dress. I don't know. I think she is substantially less wishy-washy than the most moderate conservative member of the Supreme Court. Bobby, I just finished watching, as you recommended, the documentary The Social Dilemma on Netflix, Eye-Opening, answers some of the questions why we are so divided as a society. A great radio program from the self-proclaimed mayor of Piedmont. Thank you. Dirty job, but somebody's got to do it. Bobby, is it too soon to ask if RBG is voting absentee this year? Yeah, probably. Probably too soon. Bobby, about voter fraud, last voter fraud incident near here was North Carolina 9. GOP was cheating, so both sides had nefarious characters. Well, of course, both sides are politicians. P.S., my brother in Washington State said ballots there are barcoded to the specific registered voter. And it does vary from state to state, so that's good. Bobby, I think the Dems and all the libtards should read the lyrics to the Beatles' Revolution. Yeah. Say you want a revolution. Yeah. But if you're carrying books by Chairman Mao, not going to make it with anyone anyhow, isn't that one of the lyrics? Hang on, dude. Are you kidding me? Are you freaking kidding me? Judge Judy was passed over again? Say it ain't so. All the humanity. Bobby, FYI, if anyone wants truth and a pro-Trump voice, check out Real America's Voice Network. It's a streaming channel, channel 175 on Roku. Okay? Bobby, I think you might be forgetting one other method. The post office is full of liberals. They can steal the ballots straight out of the back all day long. I mean, they're the ones delivering them. God help us. Well, as I said, it would take longer than the 4 hours of this show to describe the various multiplicity of ways in which ballot fraud can be performed. Back to the phones we go. Let's go to Greenville and bring in Anita here on the Bobby Mac Show. Hi, Anita. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Bobby Mac. A loyal listener every day, but I want
thank
to
you.
Give you an update. And I thank you as well for your advice on what I need to do about my voter's registration ID.
Right. I remember our conversation from earlier in the week.
Yes, and I went and spoke to Mr. Conway right after I spoke to you. I went the very next day, and they were all on board with what was happening, but they were going to do like a new registration because I've been in North Carolina for 15 years. I've lived mm-hmm. in South Carolina probably 20 years prior to that.
Right.
And she said, oh, we don't have to do that step. You're still an active registered voter in South Carolina. So we don't have to do that. We just need to take your picture. And I told her, I said, you mean I could vote? I could have already voted? And she told me, yes. So maybe I'll do that and go to North Carolina, too. But, no, I'm kidding. I'm honestly kidding about
I know.
That. But
I know you're just joshing. Yeah.
I'm joshing. But at the same time, I let her know. She said, oh, well, you don't have to worry about that. South Carolina, you know, you have to request an absentee ballot. I said, I understand that. And I said, but
right.
there are several states that you don't. I said, that's a cause for concern that you guys don't scrub the voter rolls. And she thought about it, and you could, well, I'm not going to say why I could tell, but I think that it hit her. And I mean, I think she was a Democrat, but it hit her when I said it the way that I said it, and I was laughing. And I said, you know, because if you just sent out the voter rolls and it wasn't scrubbed, I would get one in Greenville, and I would get one in North Carolina, too.
Correct.
And I said, I've been a registered voter the whole time.
Right.
So anyway, but thank you. It's straight. And I'm going to get a valid, and it doesn't matter if I have a driver's license that is because I'll never be able to do that. There's another dilemma that we'll talk about another time.
Right.
For people that need to understand that if you've been married multiple times and you don't have all the documentation, you won't get to fly anymore. You won't get to go into a government building unless you can produce them. And it's been as many years as it has been for me, and you don't remember what year you divorced,
sure,
what year you married, you're screwed.
Well, and I can tell you, Anita, as you discovered, Conway Belanger, who runs the Greenville County Elections Commission, is really dedicated to making sure that that if there is a problem, that it gets resolved, and everybody has the opportunity to exercise that most important right to vote. So I'm glad that they got it straightened out.
He absolutely did.
That's great. Thanks, Anita. I appreciate the update. Thanks for calling back and letting us know that that worked out to everybody's satisfaction. Quarter after six here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here. We'll step aside for a moment and then be right back with more here in the closing minutes. Well, we got 45 minutes of a bonus hour remaining here on Friday.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back. 6:21 now. Final hour of the Bobby Mac Show for this week here on Friday. In on the text line, 71307. Bobby, if anyone recognizes what exactly is going on, they are most certainly not Americans. Talk to anyone young or old that came here from a communist country, and they'll tell you exactly what is being done and where it will end up if Americans don't wake up and perceive what they're doing and what their goals are, which is an overthrow of everything that we hold dear and all the principles that America was founded on. Back to the phones we go. Let's go to Welford next and bring in Jonathan here on the Free for All. Hi, Jonathan. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Bob. I'll get right to my point, but I did want to send a shout out to whoever threw out that Judge Judy line. I just about fell out laughing.
That would be an interesting twist if Judge Judy was on the court. And just think of the ratings going up on C-SPAN.
Oh, my God. Okay, real quick. You're familiar with the book that has come out, In Defense of Looting?
Yes, I have. I have not read it, but I'm familiar with it.
Yeah, somebody sent me a picture of the inside cover of the book, and I don't have the picture right in front of me. But to summarize, it basically stated that, you know, the contents of the book were the intellectual property of the owner, and any reproduction of the stuff inside the book was considered to be theft. And, you know, for permission to reproduce anything in the book, you needed to contact the publisher.
Gotcha.
And I was just like, wow.
Yeah.
Are you saying you don't want us looting your book?
And yet, the thrust of the book is all about how looting is perfectly fine and okay. Inquiring minds want to know, Jonathan, is this in the same vein as Pelosi and Biden screaming about the threat of mortal death that exists in your polling place, and yet they both go and vote in person?
It's do as I say, not as I do.
Is it ever? Yep. Thanks, Jonathan. That's interesting stuff. You too, sir. 23 after 6 here on the Bobby Mac Show. We have time to squeeze in ATF here, Moneypenny? Okay. In that case, let's bring on Gary Goodvoice.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Bob McClain presents Amazing True Facts.
Thank you, Gary. Joined as always by the Bobettes, Miss Moneypenny in her hazmat suit in our studios.
Howdy.
Is little Annie along from her covert news location?
Let's find out.
Yeah. Little Annie, are you there? Are you joining us? Or are you busy working on your newscast? The silence is deafening, so I'm left to assume she's working on the newscast. By the way, Miss Moneypenny, from the bits section today, the last item in bits will also be included here. In ATF, okay?
Okay, okay.
Good deal. Anybody watch America's Got Talent? Me neither. However, Brandon Leak won season 15 of America's Got Talent the other night. He is the first ever spoken word poet to win in the show's history. Country singing duo Broken Roots was runner-up. Listen here.
Your top two are Broken Roots and Brandon Leak. It's time. America has voted. The winner of the $1 million and the star of the headline show in Las Vegas is...
Yeah. Baller alert.
Brandon Leak!
He did say the guy's getting $1 million, right?
And a show in Vegas.
Wow. Well, it has led the Bobby Mac semi-professional players to think, with the proliferation of fake reality shows that are out there, why not create one of our own? And why not call it America's Next Top Karen?
Can I speak to your manager?
America's Next Top Karen is back.
Can we be seated already? We've been waiting for 5 minutes.
Watch as these kooky Karens compete to be the best in America.
You guys can't be selling lemonade here. This is a residential neighborhood.
I need to take my boys to soccer practice.
You cannot force me to wear a mask. I will call the cops. I will call the cops.
Well, how much longer is it going to be?
2 minutes.
What?
These Karens are large and in charge.
I ordered the white romaine hearts in this wedge salad. These leaves are green.
Hi, 911.
911.
There's a bunch of gangsters selling lemonade outside my house.
There's a lady here who's trying to make me wear a mask. I'm afraid for my life. I'm afraid for my life.
This Sunday on Bravo. All Karens, all the time.
Okay. I'm calling the police.
Yeah, I'm unsurprised at that. Thank you, Karen. So probably is coming along even before you know it. How about this kid? 7-year-old in Pennsylvania, Theo Peterson is his name. Bored at home. Any parents ever heard that? Mom, I'm bored. So no, his neighbors gave him a pogo stick to occupy his time. And turned out he was a natural. Set a world record for most jumps in a row. The previous record for kids his age was 376. Theo did 2,309 in a row. Listen.
1, 2, 3, 4.
My neighbors gave me the old pogo stick, so I wanted to try it out.
He asked what the record was for pogo stick jumping. So he was like, okay, Mom, I got to go break the record now. There are points where you see, like, he's scratching his head, like, one-handed. Because I recorded it on my iPad. I didn't think it was going to be 25 minutes long. Like, oh, I hope I have enough memory.
Well, they got to occupy their time somehow, I guess.
He's on point.
He was. Meantime, in Gotham, New York City, has finally gotten around to officially ban defecating on subway trains.
Yay!
I thought you just said, Bob, previously it wasn't illegal to poop on a subway train. Their current set of rules only discuss public urination. Here are a few residents of Gotham talking about the problem.
I thought it was common sense, to be honest, to not, you know, defecate on the subway, but it does need to be said, I feel. I have seen it before multiple times, especially on the A train, if you ever took it. Not to call it A train, but it's happened.
Don't go on the subway doing your business.
Makes sense to me. Sound advice. And finally, anybody remember the TV show Candid Camera?
Yes. Smile.
You're on Candid Camera. In fact, here's the theme song from that show.
Smile. Candid Camera.
That doesn't sound too 50s, does it? The reason we use that, a new study found the average American is filmed by security cameras 238 times a week or 34 times a day. What was that about your expectation of privacy? That includes 160 times while driving, 40 times at work, 24 times while shopping, and 14 times in your own neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. They are out there.
They are out there, and Big Brother is watching. Little Annie couldn't join us for that one, but Little Annie is ready to go with the update of the news, and I'm right back with the last half of the bonus hour, 6:30, here on the Bobby Mack Show on WORD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Little Rare Earth in the background. I just want to celebrate 6:37 now, 23 before 7 o'clock here in the Bobby Mac Show. Update me on the callers on the line, Moneypenny. Where do we stand on that? Oh, okay, so Bill and Walter are no longer there. Okay, good. That brings me up to speed. Thank you. In on the text line, Bob... Dementia Joe Biden just told Lester Dolt of NBC News that he thinks Trump will leave peacefully because the last thing we need is the equivalent of a coup. Boy, was that a slip if I've ever heard one. A coup? They've been trying to overthrow a duly elected president for almost 4 years. A coup? What an idiot. Notice how nobody ever asked Biden or Hillary or Pelosi or Schumer if Biden will quietly accede to the will of the voters? If he loses, will he go quietly? Will he concede the election? No. What's Pelosi out there saying? What's Hillary out there saying? Oh, never concede under any circumstances. Right. What else on the text line do I need to catch up with? Bobby, I think I've met a couple of those Karens. Yeah, seen one or two myself. Yeah, that was great from that caller, Bobby. It's okay to loot, but don't you dare reproduce material from my book, Hypocrisy, Thy Name is Leftist Commie. Bobby, very interesting how I shared the video of Candace Owens and her thoughts on the Breonna Taylor situation in Louisville, and the boys at Silicon Valley had to fact check it. Not surprised. Bobby, have you read The Coming Insurrection? Not a book, but a booklet, which was translated from French to English around 2009, 11 years ago. And these people are following the playbook verbatim. Bobby Mack, concerns about USPS personnel doing dirty deeds to ballots is real. Remember, all of the major unions endorse Sleepy Joe from Frank Spartanburg and former postmaster. Gotcha. Bobby, I really hope nobody is fooled by the Jamie Harrison ads in which he claims to better represent us. 20 seconds of searching will turn up that he is pro-abortion, anti-Second Amendment, and in favor of loosening the laws to help illegal immigrants. He is a full-blown liberal activist and does not represent the values of the people of South Carolina. I didn't see the ad very long. I don't know if little Lindsay is money-challenged or not. He is getting money-bombed by Jamie Harrison for sure. Being outspent big time. But there was an ad that had Jamie Harrison in his own words talking about how Nancy Pelosi was his mentor and a role model for him. Bobby, could you pass along the name of that documentary you mentioned earlier in the program one more time for all of us in Pickens County? I can indeed. It is on Netflix, and it is called The Social Dilemma. And it will scare the pants off you. Bobby, it doesn't matter much about a ballot having a barcode if it ends up in a ditch. From Sean in Liberty. Bobby, Susie from Greer, please send more info for Help the DJ. Very concerned. Bobby, I've met you before dozens of times, and you do look exactly as you sound. Laugh out loud. I'm not quite sure how to take that, Moneypenny. Is that a A compliment? Insult? Somewhere
insult.
In between. Hey, Bobby Mack, Meemaw just said something profound. I feel I must pass it along to you. She said that she didn't know why these protesters wanted to overthrow the country and replace it with communism, because if they were smart, they'd realize that we're all in the same boat and it is being replaced by a robot boat. In fact, we're all being replaced by robots, as in AI, artificial intelligence, so any perceived victory will be short-lived.
Say it isn't so.
Yeah. So I was feeling pretty good about Meemaw until my sister told me she had just finished a Terminator marathon on Netflix. So take all of this with a grain of salt, okay? Thank you for the caveat there. Bobby, I have a face for radio and a voice for print. Good to know. Bobby, do you sound as you look? I don't know. Moneypenny, do I sound as I look?
I can't say that because I hear your voice and I know what your face looks like.
Yeah. Well, that does qualify you, though, to make an assessment.
Do you have a voice for radio?
Do I sound as I look?
No.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think I sound as I look either.
No one thinks I do either.
Yeah. And that's the funny thing about that's the great thing about this medium, the theater of the mind, because unlike television, you know what somebody sounds like. But when somebody's on radio and the only connection you have, haven't seen a picture, haven't been to the website, have no idea what I look like. Although the one universal comment I get is like Roadhouse, you know, I thought you'd be bigger. But you sort of form a mental picture in my head of what the individual may look like. And you kind of fill out the features, you know, the hair color of the eyes, the shape of the face and all that sort of thing. And universally, I have been wrong every single time on visualizing what somebody that I heard on the radio, what they actually looked like. Maybe the most egregious example, great guy who's in the Radio Hall of Fame. His name is Charlie Van Dyke. He was the morning man at CKLW in Windsor, Ontario, and KHJ in Los Angeles, among other places. And I met Charlie back in the 60s. He was doing afternoon drive at KLIF in Dallas, the mighty 1190. And I was in there to interview for a job, and Charlie was on the air, and I heard him in the car coming in from the airport, and he has this beautiful, big bass voice. And then I walked back into the studio, and here's this 17-year-old kid, this string bean behind the microphone. And I thought, that's got to be some kind of assistant or something, a music director or something. It can't be Charlie Van Dyke. And then he opened the mic and started to talk, and that big bass voice came rumbling out, and I thought, okay, I give up. Got to take a quick break here. Step aside for just a moment. When we come back, today's quarantine, we haven't gotten to that one yet. We'll salute 2020 in the way it deserves. That's next here on the Bobby Mack Show. Closing minutes here on Friday.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
little Chariots of Fire movie music for you. That's a great film. And you got to see the at the opening of the film where they're running on the beach, you got to see the clubhouse of the St. Andrews, the world's first golf course, home of the British version of the USGA. In on the text line 71307, Bobby, you sound tall. Laugh out loud from Jim and Easley. Bobby, yes, you do sound, as you look, intelligent. Well, Moneypenny laughing in the background. Bobby, in the age of face masks, looks don't matter anymore. God, how true. You know, my baby doll Brenda complains all the time. You know, she has some hearing difficulties. And a lot of people who do have hearing difficulties will lip read. As you know, as they're watching the person speak, it helps. But how you do that when somebody's wearing a mask? Now, Bobby, you sound younger on the radio than you look on the website.
How is that even possible?
I'm still working that one out. Hey, Bobby, you've seen campaign ads, bunch of them out there, impossible to avoid. Have you seen this Texas campaign ad from Dan Crenshaw, one of the best ever? His campaign video, the ad is called Texas Reloaded. Ben Crenshaw for Texas is the website. I'll have to check that one out. Okay, Bobby Mack, my friend, 35 push-ups this morning was not easy. Have an awesome weekend. Hug your sweetie. Be safe. Stay focused. Buckle up and God bless. Thank you. Appreciate that. I could do 35 push-ups if I had about a week. Not a problem, you know. Five a day, three a day, something like that. We'll work the numbers out. Well, you know, here on the Bobby Mack Show, I like to think of myself as a glasses half full kind of guy. We don't like to dwell on the negative, but sometimes it will propel you to the positive. That being said, here is our latest quarantine, stating the obvious.
Whoa, 2020 sucks. I lost my job. My summer body looks more like a summer sausage body. I got 200 rolls of toilet paper in the closet.
Sometimes I'm lazy and I'll sleep till noon. My friends think I'm crazy. Don't wear clothes when I zoom. It's 9 a.m. and I'm already drunk. I gained a few pounds. Now I can't see my junk. All damn year I made $27. One thing's for sure.
2020 sucks.
2020 sucks.
2020 sucks.
This sucks.
2020 sucks.
Well, that sucks. This sucks.
This sucks hard.
This sucks. Being here sucks. This work sucks.
This sucks. I am out of here.
Hey, Bob, I have a question for you.
Any disagreement, anyone? Yeah, what's your question, Moneypenny?
Are you concerned about the 2020 season finale?
The conclusion of the year?
Yes.
Well, I'm more concerned. I am in the sense that if the election is not decided with a relatively reasonable period of time from November 3rd, then I would be concerned about the conclusion of the year.
I mean, what else is 2020 going to throw at us?
Yeah, I hate to even speculate. Because if you had told me in January, you know, if you told me on New Year's Day that 2020 was going to turn out like this, I would have said, no, it's impossible. You know, a government will never shut down its entire economy. I could hardly foresee Governor Henry McMaster imposing one unconstitutional executive emergency order.
The biggest
after
thing of
another.
All, though.
Huh?
The biggest thing of all. You would have not gotten to see me every single day.
Yeah, if you had told me that I would not be in the studios from, first week in March?
First week of March.
Through the remainder of the year? I would have said, what? Yeah. What?
What?
But here we are. And corporate says nobody comes back in the studios until January 1, 20. Here's my hope for the new year, that 2021 is not worse than 2020. I've got my fingers and toes crossed for that one. Have a great weekend. See you back here on Monday. God bless.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.